Yeah,
this
is a rage segment. Nah.
But testosterone.
My pirate segment. Yar.
Yar. Anyway.
Oh my god, you guys, when I'm capturing the flag, you need to guard me! You need to guard me when I'm capturing the flag! Move out of my way!
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Yar!
Has joined the channel.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Paula has joined the channel.
No! God, please, no! No!
Negative Apex has joined the channel.
How overpowered these pistols are!
Enemy pentakill.
They're capturing C! They're capturing C! They're capturing C! Oh my god, they're capturing C! Now we're gonna lose.
This sucks.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. I am Lance, your host, aka Sev, joined by my friends Prowler and Negative Apex. What's going on, guys?
Hey, dude, what's up? Nothing.
Nothing is at all.
Nothing is up. Nothing. You know, absolutely except for that really nothing. Huge, stupid announcement we have later on in the show.
Yes.
Which, but nothing is up.
By the way, some of the things we're going to be talking about is Bear Simulator. Yes, you heard me. Bear Simulator. Elite Dangerous. We're going to go over our top five video game heroes. We're going to talk about the Sony VR versus the Oculus Rift. And a lot of other news to do with the Oculus Rift, but we'll get to that. The ultra-thin MSI Ghost gaming laptop. We have a new segment, which is our Rage segment, which particularly we'll be talking about the Oculus Rift. And I think that's about, I think that's about all we got going on. You know, in hindsight, it doesn't seem like a whole lot, but I feel like we're going to spend a lot of time talking about some of these topics. Which almost makes me think we should have made this a two-hour show. I don't know. I could be wrong. Anyway, you guys are really enthusiastic right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
totally.
You guys,
I was just waiting for you to shut up so you could get on with the show.
It's okay. You guys are just asleep. It's okay. So, Bear Simulator. We've talked about Goat Simulator before and everything, and I don't know if this game was like in development beforehand or if it just came out of nowhere when Goat Simulator, you know, came into action, kind of like the way the War Z just showed up out of nowhere when DayZ came out. But I'm actually kind of intrigued.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait for Pterodactyl Simulator.
Yeah, Pterodactyl Simulator.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be sick.
Awesome.
That would be sick.
I mean, this game looks retarded.
It does. Like, I'd pay a dollar for it.
I don't even know if I'd pay a dollar for it.
I would get some enjoyment out of it. I just...
At least it's pretty. And at least it does have some sort of an objective.
It does have a bear.
What's the objective? You run around and you eat berries. And... You eat more berries, and you're a bear. You eat berries, you eat fish, and you sleep.
Dude, that sounds like the life.
I'm a bear. I eat things.
I'm a bear.
Because they're things.
Wait, John.
Okay, I'm a bear. I want to talk about, okay, at the ending of this, at the ending of the clip, the video clip, and they're like, some secrets aren't meant to be discovered, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All right. I swear to God it was Man Bear Pig.
He swears.
I swear it was Man Bear Pig.
How do you figure a Man Bear Pig?
There were human tracks. There was a pig squealing. It was like squealing when it was coming at you like a pig. And it was bigger than the bear. And like the middle part of it was darker than the head. It was Man Bear Pig. Human feet, bear body, pig head, Man Bear Pig.
Okay. I want to try to bring that part up and see if I can hear the sound effects real quick. I'm going to play it.
Hardcore.
See the tracks. There's human tracks. Dude. It does
totally
sound like a bear.
Bear.
I mean, a pig.
It's totally Man Bear Pig.
Dude, that does sound like a pig, and it does look like the size of a man. But what if it's, it looks more like half pig, half bear, half man?
I'm confused now.
Yeah, that's if you pause it on, I think it's like 238, you can totally see it's got a pink head. Totally man, bear, pig.
Dude, the funny thing is you're probably
half man, half bear, half pig.
You're probably dead right on that.
Dead right.
So I'm bear right.
You're bear right. Is it bear or beer, Josh?
You know, that trailer was so bad, I could barely watch it.
Oh, man, I need some drums in the background.
It was literally unbearable.
Okay. Okay, that's enough bear jokes.
I barely believed it.
So, Elite Dangerous. Have you guys looked at this by any chance?
I read the name and went, nope, too dangerous for me, so I didn't look at the article.
Oh, look at here, Prowler with all the zingers. Nah, Elite Dangerous. I looked at it because it looks very pretty, and basically we love space simulators. But the cool thing about this one is it's incorporating the Oculus Rift, which I'm not too fond, happy about now, which you'll find out later. But, I mean...
Maybe. I'll talk about that later, too.
Yeah,
but.
Maybe. But
change the name, man.
Yeah, the name is pretty bad.
Dangerous. It's like a really crappy B action movie you see on Netflix that you don't watch.
Or on Sci-Fi.
I haven't seen any gameplay of this. I don't even know if there is any gameplay footage of this out right now. Only thing I saw were screenshots. But if we're going to compare this to Star Citizen, my money's still in Star Citizen because there's a ton of other space fighter games out there, and just something about the movement of the fighter in Star Citizen and stuff just looks really cool. And until I see gameplay of this game, I really can't say whether, you know, it's going to be as good as not. Sure, it's pretty. I've already seen, you know, and there's still other really pretty games out there. But it's easy to make space look pretty because it's nothing. Because
it's space.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing about this is that it says that it's a free-form open world RPG, but it's, you know, it's a space game. The way they try to pitch it is, if you've ever watched a Star Wars space battle and thought, man, I want to be in there, basically they say playing Elite Dangerous with the Oculus Rift is as close as you can currently get. Now, that keyword currently, I'm kind of with you on this one, Josh. I think Star Citizen's still going to be the better of the two, and I'm almost positive that Star Citizen is incorporating the Oculus Rift. I'm not 100% on that, but you know, I think now that that one came out, we're going to see a lot more competitors and a lot more space sims popping into action now.
Yeah, that's definitely something I want to say, dude, is more space sims, because all of the space sims that are out now, and even this one and Star Citizen, they're all indie games, which Star Citizen, they're doing an excellent job. They have 250 something publishers, which is our development crew, which is more than a AAA game. So even
that's
though Star Citizen isn't
250 more than DayZ.
Yeah. Since DayZ has two and it's 252 on, yeah. Anyways, they have a ton of people. They have more developers working on that game than they do on a AAA game, a standard AAA game. So honestly, I don't see how Star Citizen won't be better, but I've kind of got off topic. Anyways, what I'm hoping to see with Star Citizen and Elite Dangerous and some other space sims is making that area of development, that genre, better, because we've seen a lot of games recently developed by indie companies that have just been horrible. I pre-ordered Star Drive, which was an indie space strategy. It's the 4X strategy game, explore, expand, conquer, whatever, I don't know. the 4X stuff, anyways.
Yeah.
And it sucked. It sucked. It was horrible. It got like a 2 on IGN on review. Like, it was bad. And it looked like it was going to be fun.
Which game was this?
I think it was called Star Drive. I don't even remember. I've had it uninstalled forever.
I think I know what you're talking about, but not 100% on it. The one thing that I really like about this is from some of the screenshots.
Star Drive.
Okay, yeah. The one near the bottom is, it's kind of neat how the cockpit is fully like realized 3D space. You know, you can look around and everything. You can see everything. It feels like you're actually in a ship. And then like when you start taking damage, you know, there's like smoke that comes out, sparks start flying, glass starts cracking and almost breaking. And then you can, you know, almost like hear the like sound getting sucked out, and all you can hear is just like the breathing of your spacesuit.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And I remember there's one comment on here. The guy basically says that you run into an enemy ship, and after a long, hard dog fight, that he feels exhausted. And he takes the Oculus Rift off and just slumps back in his chair. And I'm thinking, wow, okay, that might be kind of cool. Like, just actually, because obviously you're going to have quite an adrenaline rush, but that's probably mainly because of the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, I mean, to have a game like this that is featuring VR is going to be really cool, because you'll, like the one of the guys said in the article, is you'll be like looking around and you can see, if you're looking to your right, you can see that spaceship coming up behind you and flying past you, which is going to be really cool. It looks like it'll be a pretty cool dogfight game. We'll have to keep an eye out on it. I'm hoping this will kind of make, if they haven't already, kind of get Star Citizen to incorporate a virtual reality, maybe not the Oculus Rift, but maybe Sony's virtual reality or somebody's into their game, because it would be really cool.
Some part of me is telling me that they did already do that with the Oculus Rift, but I just cannot remember for the life of me.
Yeah, I've read so much on Star Citizen that I just kind of muddles it all together.
Yeah, if anybody can figure that out, like, go post it on our Facebook page and tell us, because I think, Ian, do you know anything about that?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't.
I've
been preoccupied. What?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, are you playing a video game?
No.
Oh, well, this is a video game show anyway. Well, yeah, anyway, so it's a cool game to look out for, and we'll see what happens in the future. So, earlier, I posted on Twitter asking you guys what your top 5 video game heroes were. We came up with our own lists. You know, we were trying to do more of these. We did our top 10 video games of all time. This time we're going to do top 5 because we found that takes way too long. So what we're going to do is, oh, by the way, these are our heroes. These are our own personal heroes. These are not what we believe are the top 5 video game heroes in the industry. This is just our own personal thought. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. And I know I started first last time, but let's change it up. Josh, do you want to start first?
Sure.
Awesome. What's your number 5?
My number 5 is, technically he's not a hero, but he's an awesome character in video games, and he's a hero to somebody, and that's Big Daddy. Big Daddy's a hero to the Little Sisters.
Ah.
He's a really cool character. I loved him. And that's my number 5.
Yeah. Wow. The Big Daddy was pretty iconic. I mean, like, when you thought of BioShock, you just immediately think Big Daddy. Not quite in BioShock Infinite. I did not feel like the handyman really stood up to the Big Daddy.
But, oh, totally didn't.
Yeah.
It's all about, Big Daddy was a hero because he protected the Little Sisters. And so,
yeah, it could be counted as a hero, even though you have to fight him. Still a hero to somebody else.
There's so many villains now that I could have picked and been like, well, you know, they were protecting something. They just wanted to kill everyone. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a point, but like, I guess, you know, we'll go for it.
Hey, fine, you have to agree with it. I'm just...
So, Ian, what's your number? Fine. What's your number five?
Wait, what are we doing?
Wow.
No, I picked Leon Kennedy from the Resident Evil franchise.
Ah, that's interesting. I forgot completely that you even liked Resident Evil.
You see that every time. I'm I know. Oh, yeah, I like Resident Evil. Like, I didn't know you'd like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I need like a sign on my forehead every time I talk to you. I like Resident Evil.
Or just start off all of our conversations with, hey, Lance, by the way, I like Resident Evil. Just a heads up.
Yeah. I took it mainly because of, you know, Resident Evil 4 is like one of my favorite games, and he's awesome. And took on a creepy European village, and he saved the president's daughter that was really hot and didn't molest her. So there you go. Hero.
That's the biggest point right there. So why, yep, why did you pick Leon over like Chris?
I hate Chris.
Why?
I just hate him.
Because I was thinking Chris Redfield.
Nah, I hate him.
I mean, why? Like, is it just he's...
It's because he gets to spend all his time with Jill Valentine. That's why.
And Sheva.
Leon's just alone, you know.
Just a lonely loner. So it's a jealousy factor is what it is. That's why.
Sure.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll remember that. So Leon Kennedy, you're number five. So my number five is Sam Fisher. Sam Fisher in the Splinter Cell series was always just a really cool character to me because the night vision goggles. I mean, he was James Bond, but actually went around killing people and didn't care. He didn't care about the girl. He just focused on the mission. But, you know, when
he's old,
dude, he is old and he still kicks ass.
I know.
Except, wait a minute, Blacklist. He's older, but looks younger and sounds younger.
Technology.
Yeah, in the future.
Michael
they have some...
Ironside, come back, please.
Yeah, he can't.
It.
He can't because they want to do motion capture and all that.
Who cares?
I know. Dude, I tried so hard to finish Blacklist. I tried so hard because I love Sam Fisher so much. But it's just not him. I just don't see it as him in Blacklist. Yeah. So pretty much...
We won't go into that.
Yeah, pretty much I only play Blacklist for Spies versus Mercs, which is awesome. But yeah, Sam Fisher, one of the coolest characters in my book. Had a blast playing as him. And I hope they come out with more Splinter Cell games, but I hope they get the voice acting fixed. That's all. And I can't wait for the movie. Josh, what's your number five or four?
Number four. Oh, well, you guys may disagree with me on this one too, but Sarah Kerrigan.
What? Okay, this is not villains.
Dude, Sarah Kerrigan was a hero.
You know, if it was villains, I could have done so many things.
Dude,
this would have been easy.
She was a hero.
Okay,
like
are
a
you?
Second.
Okay, so wait.
Half of the campaign in StarCraft 1, she was a hero.
Okay, so you're saying not...
And she got
not,
left on the planet.
You're not saying the
and
Queen of
in
Blades,
the end,
right? You're saying Sarah as a ghost, right?
Sarah Kerrigan, yes.
Okay.
Not the Queen of Blades. But if we want to go on that subject, at the end of...
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Dang it, Ian.
Yeah.
Played. Spoiler alert.
Ugh.
That's read it online if you want to know what he was going to say.
Yeah. I'll
just try to figure
it something.
Out.
Anyways, I was going to make a point, but now I can't because Ian's a noob.
Yep.
But
make another point?
Yeah, dude. Sarah Kerrigan in the original StarCraft was awesome. She was just super cool. I liked her a lot. Super hot.
She was hot.
She had some pretty sweet abilities.
Yeah, did you have some good abilities?
Particular? Really good abilities.
So why Sarah Kerrigan over Jim Raynor?
Yeah, what's up with
just
that?
Because honestly, she got left behind. Like she was down on the planet. She was fighting to the last, and she got left behind. And well, I can't talk about the rest of it because Ian hasn't played the next expansion to StarCraft 2. So
can you give us like the slightest or spoiler non spoiler hint at all?
She turns out to be a good person.
She's a good person.
It turns out she's a dude.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah, the whole time she's horrible.
That'd be horrible.
That would be horrible.
Okay, cool. So your number four is Sarah Kerrigan, pre Queen of Blades. So to be clear, not the villain. Watch, when we do villains, that's going to be on there too. Oh, by the way, Sarah Kerrigan.
Queen of Blades. I don't know. Queen of Blades is pretty awesome too. So
yeah, yeah. If you're into that, you know.
Oh yeah, totally into that.
Ian, you're number four.
I thought we were only doing one. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Ryu Hayabusa.
Oh wow, dude! I completely forgot about that.
Yeah,
Ninja Gaiden
series and the Dead or Alive series.
Oh wait, so, wait. He was in like Dead or Alive?
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
Dude.
Like all of them.
Dude, I never knew that. Of course.
Yeah.
That's probably because I never played any of the Dead or Alive, so.
Wow, you're awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played a pivotal role in Dead or Alive and of course in Ninja Gaiden. He's the main character, but he's awesome and he's a ninja and he's awesome. No more ninja explanation.
So
yeah, it's a ninja. I mean,
what did you think of the last Ninja Gaiden game that came out? Like,
I didn't play Ninja Gaiden 3.
Because
not
I
all
heard,
the way, at least.
I heard so many bad things about it.
That's why I didn't play it.
Okay.
So yeah.
Dang it! I was really hoping we could get some good info on that because everybody was really excited for that game because the first one and the second one were really good. Unfortunately, I haven't got to play any of them either, but I heard so many good things about it. And then it's like the third one just comes out and everybody hated it. Like,
yep.
Not just disliked it, but hated it.
They made it too easy. So,
didn't it just become like a hack and slash? Whereas before it was a lot more tactical.
Yep. Well, no, like I said, they just made it more easier. So, you could just like button mash and make your way through the campaign. I played the demo and I felt like I was playing a dumbed down version of the original Ninja Gaiden on the first Xbox. I mean, that was a really hard game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
really, really hard. So I don't know. I probably will pick it up just for like story reasons. So if it's like on sale or something, yeah, I'll probably get it. And I actually think they're re-releasing it, like, or they may already have. God, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I think they were going to re-release it and fix a lot of the problems that they had. So, and they may have already done it. I can't remember.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting. Your number four is Ryo Hayabusa. Actually, which that reminded me just of something. Isn't that where they came out with the helmet for in Halo 2? Or is it Halo 3? Can you have like his helmet?
Yeah, it was Halo. Yeah, the Hayabusa armor.
Yeah, I just remember that. Yeah. Dude, oh man.
See?
Such good times.
He was so cool. They had to put him in Halo.
Yeah. Anyway, cool. So my number four is Sonic the Hedgehog. And I chose him as a hero because he was my childhood video game hero. I'm pretty sure Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was the first video game I had ever played, actually. So to me, he was video game hero of all time, probably. Which is funny because now that I think about it, maybe he should have been a little bit higher on my list. But you know what? Picking five is really tough. But anyway, Sonic the Hedgehog, I mean, I loved the game so much. It was a 2D. I mean, it didn't even matter at the time because obviously we didn't know anything else. But even like nowadays, a few weeks ago, I was playing it over at my friend's house and I still had a blast playing it. Even the way it looked, just everything was fun about it. I mean, the fact that you could run really fast and it was like Mario in the way that all you had to do was just jump on things to kill him. Like, I thought that was the funniest thing ever. Or just go really fast and run them over. Kind of like Road Rush.
Sega fanboy.
I am. I am a big Sega fanboy, man. and it's mainly because of my father. I mean, he bought me a Sega Genesis, and that's all I knew at the time. I mean, I played Sonic the Hedgehog and Jungle Strike. But yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog was awesome. Tails as a companion was awesome. The funniest thing, I always thought Tails was a chick. I always thought Tails was a chick. But
you just wanted him to be, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just wanted him to be.
No, me and my sister, we both thought Tails was a chick for like years. I mean, years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we found out that it was a chick. And it was so hard to just picture Tails as a guy. So I just kind of put that out of my mind and still picture Tails as a girl.
Wow.
Well, it's kind of creepy.
But it's very weird.
Nah. But anyway, I mean, Sonic was really fun. And then he had it like Knuckles, which was like his rival, but his friend sometimes. And it was just really weird. I almost said queered. But yeah. But yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog, my number four. So Josh, what is your number three?
Man, you guys are gonna argue about me with this one too.
Oh my god. If you pick another, oh, he was good, but then he became bad and now he's good, I'm gonna kick you.
Good Revan.
Okay.
Oh wow.
If you read the book,
that's fine.
He was good. So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You can play him both ways in the game, but in the books he was good. So
he can go both ways, wink wink.
He can both Yeah, Revan can go both ways. So, but yeah, Revan's my number three. He's awesome. I love the KOTOR series. I love the book, and yeah, he's just awesome.
I deliberately didn't put him on my list because I'm like, they're both gonna pick him. So I'm not picking him.
That's really funny, actually.
Yep. See, I knew it.
Well, yeah, well, we'll get to it, but
yeah.
Ian, what's your number? Your number three.
Is it number three already?
Oh, wow. Number three already, buddy.
God, I can't count at all.
I know.
Jesus,
you're terrible.
Okay. It is from Fable 2. Can you guess who it is?
Fable 2. Dang. Let's see. Reaver. No, not Reaver. I'm sorry. The captain.
I hate that
the
guy.
Captain.
I wanted to kill that guy.
Yeah, Reaver is stupid. I'm at the captain dude, the pirate guy in Fable 2. No?
You, okay. You can't even remember the sacrifice. The dog. The dog in Fable 2.
God, yeah,
that,
dang, you're right.
That is the best companion / hero ever.
Dude, wow.
Ever.
Wow.
And
oh, my God.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't played Fable 2,
shut your ears.
Muted for like 5 seconds. But if you chose to resurrect everybody instead of save your dog, you're a bad person. Mm-hmm. Who gives a crap about people?
Yeah, dude, I totally chose to resurrect my dog as well.
So you guys are
that
like,
that dog was awesome, man.
Yep.
So you guys are like the kind of people that it's okay to kill and hurt other people, but when you hurt a little dog, it's like, oh my god,
can't do that.
Yeah, can't
hurt
do that.
Animal person, man.
Don't hurt
great.
The dog.
I never got to play Fable. I'm kind of wishing.
Wow.
Kind of wishing that I did now. Sounds cool.
The original Fable is on Steam right now for like $1.50.
Really?
And Fable HD remake is coming to the Xbox soon.
Ta-da! Yeah, so if you haven't played Fable, pick it up for $1.50 right now on Steam. Jesus.
You're upset.
And you're an idiot for not playing Fable.
Dude, there's a lot of like good games that I haven't got to play yet just because they were like exclusives and crap. But anyway, yeah, that's cool. So it was the dog? Is how it's called? Just the dog?
Yep. Didn't have a name, so just the dog.
Very interesting. Cool. So we're back to me. Number three is John Marston from Red Dead Redemption. Have any of you guys played Red Dead Redemption?
I played it a little bit. Never beat it, though.
Okay. So you never finished it? Are you planning on finishing it?
Nah.
Ian?
No.
Okay. Well, anyone,
you can say
anyone planning on playing it, again, mute yourself for a minute because I'm about to give a huge spoiler. John Marston was one of my favorite heroes. You know, he was forced to basically, he left an outlaw gang. He was forced to kind of go back to his old ways by the government, chase down some of his old outlaw gang members that he was friends with in order to rescue his family. And basically, he went through hell to get them back. I mean, anyone who's played the game knows you have to go do some pretty gruesome stuff, and it's pretty crazy the kind of stuff that, yeah, I mean, he's forced to do just to save his family, and you see how important it is to him. The last like 10 minutes of that game will have you in tears. I mean, after all the struggle he goes through to rescue his family, to just get shot and gunned down by the government. The government comes in force and just surrounds him and kills him. And the funny thing is I don't know how many times I went back to try to play that sequence just to try to survive. They basically made it impossible.
I like how I came back right when you said that. I'm like, don't.
Dang it. But That's cool. It's so sad. You try so hard to survive, but you just can't. And I cried so much. I had to go tell somebody about it. And actually, the funny thing is I ran and told my mom all about it. And she was like, "That's very interesting, son."
Mommy,
and I realized
mommy,
what I was
mommy,
doing.
Mommy.
I was upset about a video game character.
The government killed my video game character.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, it was really sad just because of what he had to go through, and all in the end, it didn't even matter. He just gets killed anyway. But
did Linkin Park write the ending song?
Yeah. But the cool thing is if you continue playing past the credits, you become his son, and you basically set out for revenge, and the game continues. So yeah, that was my number three. So we're back to Josh. What is your number two?
My number two is Master Chief.
So why'd you pick him?
Why not pick Master Chief? He's awesome. I mean, what? He's super cool, dude.
So
he's a freaking super soldier. Got abducted as a kid. Now he's shooting down Covenant single-handedly and blowing up Halo rings.
You seem like you put a lot of effort into this one.
I didn't put any effort into any of them. That's why you guys keep arguing against my picks.
Yeah, I could tell. So why Master Chief and not like Samus?
I never played the Samus games that much. One or two games, but yeah, never really played Samus. And I've played all of the Halos, all of them. So yeah, it's Master Chief, dude. And I'm like,
okay. Ian, what's your number two?
Well, this is really hard.
That's what she said.
It was like that thing where you're like, I have to pick, but you can't, you know?
It's like trying to pick between two.
What's your favorite Halo character, Jesus, dude?
It's number two. It's not my number one. Right? We're on number two, right?
We're on number two.
Okay.
Gordon Freeman.
He was going to be on my list.
I knew you were going to have him and one other character on there. I just didn't know where you were going to put him.
He's really awesome. He did all that stuff. He kind of just doesn't care. He doesn't talk. He doesn't say anything. There's no smart one-liners or just, nope. He's going to be quiet this whole time. And
just doing my thing.
Save the universe. Save this. Save that. Oh, look, I saved that person. Still not going to talk. Like, that's the hero you want. Just somebody who doesn't care and doesn't talk.
Just dues. He's a man of action.
Just does his job.
Just do it. Nike is his sponsor.
You see like a Nike logo on his crowbar?
Yeah.
He conveniently goes into slow motion with the logo in shot when he goes to kill somebody.
I was going to put Gordon Freeman on my number five, but I don't know. I was just...
You rushed whatever. your list.
I did. I did it about 5 minutes before the show.
Yeah, way to come prepared.
Villains.
Wait, we're not doing villains? That's what it was. He thought we were doing top five villains of all time and just changed it last minute.
Wait. I got to fix it.
Big Daddy could go both ways.
Okay, so back to me. Number two, I picked Commander Shepard.
Please, no Mass Effect 3 spoilers.
No. I won't give any Mass Effect 3 spoilers. I won't. I promise. But Commander Shepard to me was awesome as a hero because kind of like the way, you know, in other BioWare games, you could pick if you wanted to be good or evil. Either one was really good. I kind of liked the evil Shepard just because it was more funny. His smart remarks, but smart Alec remarks. But Commander Shepard in general was just a really fun character to actually, it really depended on what kind of person you were. You know, I got him involved with Ashley, and then it was, I think, Jack in the second one, and then it was I think it was Tally in the third one. So it was like, man, I was getting him on with everyone.
Wow.
Who didn't?
And then Commander Shepard caught an STD.
Yeah. He got it from Jack.
Everyone wanted to do Tally. I mean, come on.
That's just because everyone wanted to see what she looked like under the hood.
No, she was really nice. She was a sweet person.
Yeah, she was. Tally was awesome. I would totally do that in real life.
I actually think my original playthrough was Ashley, and then I stuck with Tally.
I think I did the blue chick in the first one.
Yeah, I did Kate. I mean, yeah, I did Ashley. Yeah, dude, I was going to pick Caden just because on this list, sorry to kind of go off on this, but whoever you picked, either Ashley or Caden, they're like, oh, hey, by the way, you're going to die on this thing. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah. Okay. And they just listened.
Yeah.
That's a hero.
Yeah.
That's a hero.
I hated him.
I killed him. That's why I left him there.
Like, it's killed, man. Just let him die.
Thanks, Commander. I'll die for you. Even though you
Ashley
hate my guts.
Ashley is like a racist southerner in space.
Yeah. Racist
redneck. So, yeah, my number two is Commander Shepard.
She had boobs, though, so I kept her.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Me too. I think everyone did. So, Josh, what is your number one?
My number one, and let's see if you guys can recognize the name, Jaden Core. Do you guys know who that's from?
Jaden Hoare? What?
Core.
No.
You guys don't know who that's from? That is from Jedi Academy.
Dude, I was...
Jedi Academy.
Which one?
That was my first thought.
That's the person that you play in Jedi Academy, dude, is Jaden Core.
That was the first person I thought. I couldn't remember if that was his last name. I was like, did he even have a last name? Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm totally going to specify that my Jaden Core was a chick and she was a Twi'lek. And so that's my hero, my number one hero. That game was freaking awesome. All this freaking superpowers you could use, and really fun game. I cannot get past how fun it was to play on the one level on Korriban and force choke people and throw them into the giant chasm.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Kyle Katarn.
I was just about to say that.
You know, I thought about him, but. I mean, come on, dude. A hot Twi'lek chick, you know, she kind of wins out.
Yeah. Basically, you chose a hero that you could stare at their butt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Makes sense. Seems legit. Ian, what is your number one?
This is really difficult. Like, I went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Could not pick, because if I don't pick a certain person, I feel it's wrong. Like,
yeah.
I can't be a fan of this franchise, or like it be my favorite franchise and me not pick this person.
So who is it?
It's like a tie. Can I have a tie?
No.
You can have a tie.
No.
Go ahead. No, I want to hear the tie. I want to hear the tie.
It's in the same universe.
Ah, okay, fine. We'll make it a two-part.
Yeah,
it's
obviously in the Halo universe. Yes.
Obviously in Halo. I really wanted to do Cortana or Chief.
Okay. Well, okay. They're one. They're basically.
Yeah.
You can't have one without the other.
But after playing four, I wanted to pick Cortana.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Not saying I don't dislike Master Chief in any way. I think he's like the perfect hero. Like you said, he had so many reasons not to do his duty. And I think he's cool. But Cortana has those same reasons. She's higher intelligence. There's no reason for her to help anybody out.
See,
she does it because she loves Chief, man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
See, this was making me think like we should do a top companions. That's actually why I didn't put Cortana on here.
Cortana, Chief. I was thinking
about doing a top five like companions in video games, but
we know Cortana would be number one.
Yeah, which I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll settle that. Cortana
number one. I'll go ahead and say Cortana will be my number one for the list.
Yeah. I think my second for that list would be BioShock Infinite.
I was just about to say that. Holy crap, Elizabeth! Yeah,
we'll have like all the exact same list.
Okay. Well, let's get back. So, Cortana is your number one, correct? Or Cortana Master
yes.
Chief?
Just do Cortana. I'm okay with that.
So, my number one is Master Chief. Dude, I mean, how cool is Master Chief? Dude, he's like 7 feet tall. He weighs like 1,000 pounds. I mean, he is unstoppable. He took out an entire Covenant armada like single-handedly. Almost
you sound like a woman describing him to like a friend.
he's so tall, seven feet tall.
Yeah,
dude,
he weighs so much.
How
his
sick.
Penis is so huge.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I'm gonna continue now. The fact that I thought it was hilarious how the elites always called him a demon. Because he was just that awesome. He was that cool. There's no way he's human. There's no way he's just like the other humans. He's got to be a demon. But I really loved... it's funny because like I say his personality, even though he doesn't really have one, that's kind of the reason why
he had a personality, though.
Yeah, I mean, he was just, do my job. Cortana was there. She helped him. And he just stayed focused on his job always. Awesome hero.
He cracked a few jokes throughout the campaigns.
Yeah. Like, I think there was one point where Cortana was like, do you have a plan to get out of here? And he was like, I was thinking about just shooting my way out, changing things up.
Trying something different.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. So, yeah, that's our our top five video game heroes, guys. Tell us what you thought of our lists. Come up with your own lists. Post them on Facebook or Twitter or email us, whatever. And see where, tell us what you think of ours.
We're going to do our honorable mentions.
Oh, yeah, honorable mentions, which is funny. Yeah. Josh, go.
I probably should have just put these in my 4 or 5 slots, but obviously I didn't prepare for this at all. So Link from Zelda, he was awesome. He's just a really cool character. And Gordon Freeman are my two honorable mentions that probably should have just put them in my 4 and 5 slots. But
nice.
I have 6.
Go.
Wow.
Noble team.
All of Noble Team? Yeah.
All of Noble Team, baby.
All of Noble Team.
Wait, well, who's the 6?
I don't know. Noble 6.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, I thought there was
5, and then you, there's 6.
Right.
So.
My honorable mentions was Darth Revan. which, it's funny, Darth Revan. Good guy, Darth Revan. Lara Croft. And...
Oops.
Yeah. And Mario.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's-a me, Mario.
Oh, I loved him. Cool. So, yeah, those are our lists. That was fun. Josh, thanks for not preparing.
You are totally welcome, dude. But did it led to some fun times, right? Fun times. Me you not preparing at all.
So,
next we'll do top five villains. How about that?
Yeah.
My list will be the same. I think I'll go both ways.
So I want to do something a little different here. Instead of going right into the tech topic, simply because of the way that we have things listed, I want to go into our new segment, our rage segment, because it kind of coincides with the tech. So this is our new segment, Rage, where we basically just rant about certain things going on in the video game industry. So we hope you guys like it, and let's get started. So, what the crap? Riot!
I'm so enraged, I can't speak!
Dude, Riot servers freaking suck balls.
Riot servers do suck balls. Nobody can play on Riot servers.
It's like we're playing on Europe servers. We're constantly getting disconnected and kicked off left and right. Ian, help us out here.
I don't have those problems.
What?
Sorry. You complain every time you go to gank that you start lagging.
No.
Oh, hey, I've done.
Yeah, that's right. I do lag every time I gank. Yeah. Yeah, you know right. Their servers are crap.
Yeah.
Riot servers lately have sucked balls. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure every night I play, there's like a little thing at the top that is like, oh, ranked matches have been disabled as we investigate these lag issues.
Yeah, dude, that comes up like almost every single night. It drives me insane because I'm like, hey, I want to come on here and play ranked. Oh, it's like, you can't. Oh, hey, you want to log into the game? You got to wait 30 minutes to get in because our servers suck balls. Pretty pissed. Pretty pissed.
Yeah,
me
it's pretty
off.
Terrible.
And you know, they said it was like an ISP thing. Like, well, we're investigating issues with ISPs.
Ian, you don't sound mad enough.
Yeah, this is a rage segment.
But
my pirate segment.
Anyway, for me, I have a very high speed internet, so it's very rare when I have problems, but I should not lag. And there are times where my ping just goes like to 9,000 and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and you know it's the Riot server because like nothing else is lagging.
And it's funny because some people on your team it happens to, and then other people it doesn't. So I agree that they're having problems with different ISPs, but they should fix it. And people are going to throw, you know, the argument in there, oh, if you play games, you know, it's not like you put any money into it, jeez.
They have gotten plenty of money
they
to fix their crap.
Tons of money. And
tons.
I play World of Tanks all the freaking time. That is a free-to-play game. Yes, it doesn't require as much latency, probably, but I never lag in that game.
And isn't there more people playing that game or something? Or
what
just as much?
That's like I think it's the top played game right now.
Yeah. I think it was.
So
we talked about that on another show.
So Riot,
but yeah,
take a note from World of Tanks. Get your servers working. I mean, come on, people. Like, I don't know anything about networking, but come on.
There was a time, man. Like, they haven't been as bad lately, but like for a while, dude, you couldn't go through a single game without somebody disconnecting. Like on your team or on the enemy, like somebody was going to disconnect.
Yeah, that was a lot of crap.
At least we don't have to play on the Europe servers.
That's true. Here we are complaining, and I've read some scary stories.
Yeah.
Like I don't want that.
So, on to the big topic of the night. The one that makes us all rage so hard, I'm clenching my fists and grinding my teeth. The freaking Oculus Rift has been bought by Facebook for $2 billion. What the hell, people?
It's total bull. I am so freaking glad I didn't put any money into
That's what I was thinking. How many of those backers now are basically like, oh, that's cool. We just backed a, you know, a thing that's going to be used for Facebook. Hey, guess what? I just bought Farmville, the virtual simulator.
Virtual reality. Woo! Or Words with Friends, virtual reality.
Candy Crush, virtual reality.
Yeah, totally Candy Crush.
You can almost taste the candy.
You can almost taste the candy.
Wow.
I mean, does anybody have
those
any sort of
chocolate candy balls insight? Are just inside your mouth.
How about I just go to a grocery store and just play Candy Crush with their stands and all their candy bars?
Exactly.
Dude, this is so retarded, man. Like,
No. So this is for all, you know, you can browse people's photos now in virtual reality and see all the ugly people you don't want to see in virtual reality. They're going to put you in the picture.
So awesome.
So all right. Is this like Facebook is going to be using this for something? Like, is Facebook trying to get into the gaming industry, like the hardcore gaming industry?
All right, so this is their official statement right now. Is, oh, okay, yes, we're going to keep putting games first for now, and then eventually we're going to, you know, increase the different aspects that you can be used for, like interfacing with friends and having adventures with friends and educational purposes and all this other bullcrap. They say that they're going to keep developing the Oculus because the Oculus is still going to be as a individual project underneath Facebook. So they're going to be under management from Facebook, but they're still going to be working on their own stuff.
So are they just funding it?
They're funding it, but they also gain all the money from it. And they're in charge of, you know, they're basically like, you know, develop some stuff. We'll say yes and no whether we want to implement it. We'll give you money, but we make all the, you know, financial gains from it. Is basically how it's going. But, like, Ian, you said earlier, it's like, you're like, well, you know, maybe it won't be so bad because, you know, they're still going to push to use this for video games. That's their official statement, is that, you know, currently their first project, their first priority is to use it for video games and then develop it for educational purposes and, you know, obviously Facebook purposes and all that crap. But there's already implications to Facebook buying it, and that is that Minecraft has backed out of their deal. They've canceled their development for a compatible Minecraft with the Oculus Rift. Like, Minecraft was in process with the Oculus Rift to make Minecraft virtual reality. You know, so you could use your Oculus Rift with Minecraft, right?
Right.
They backed out because of Facebook. That they the exact quote was like something like, here it is right here. I don't want to work with social. I want to work with games. Person doesn't trust Facebook as an entity. I definitely want to be part of VR, but I will not work with Facebook. Their motives are too unclear and shifting, and they haven't historically been a stable platform. There's nothing about their history that makes me trust them, and that makes them seem creepy to me. That's his exact words. So already we're not going to get a virtual reality Minecraft, which would have been really freaking awesome.
Well, that's not necessarily true. They could be pitching now to Sony's VR.
That's what I said earlier. But still, like, Sony's VR isn't anywhere nearly as developed as the Oculus Rift, and neither is Microsoft's VR. So for now, we have no, like, I mean, there is a mod for it there's a mod for Minecraft to make Oculus Rift work, but no official release for compatibility with the Oculus Rift right now because of because Facebook bought it.
I didn't read anything too negative on Sony's VR, so
yeah. Let's go ahead and just pan over to that part, that article of the Sony VR versus Oculus Rift. Oculus Rift.
You would think it would get way more funding, and Sony would be like, you know what? This is going to take off. Let's throw all of our money.
Honestly, from the beginning, I thought that Sony's VR was actually going to be better than the Oculus Rift simply because they have the funding. They have the money. Now, and they know what they're doing. Sony knows what they're doing.
But the problem here with... Okay, so the Oculus Rift is like a specialty island being developed. Well, used to be being developed by, what's the money raising site?
Kickstarter.
Yeah, that site. Anyways, Sony is going to be making this VR to mass market. Like, so it's not going to be a super high quality item because they've got to make it that they can sell it cheap enough for everybody that has a PS4. That's the only thing I see that's going to be a problem with it.
That's true, but if you think about it, if other game companies, you know, like Microsoft is coming out with their own, people have already said the combination of the motion sensor that you can get for the PS4 and the VR is going to be really... Can you imagine the Kinect 2, which is really, really good, with a VR? Like, this could be the start of something amazing.
Yeah,
that's true.
I never did think that the Oculus Rift was going to be the thing on the market to get, because honestly, once I did hear that Sony was making it, I was just like, oh, awesome. That's going to be great. I'm immediately on board with that. As soon as I heard Microsoft was starting to make one, I was very just interested automatically in it because it's Microsoft.
Yeah, but the nice thing is that Microsoft is going to be developing a VR, is it puts more competition out, so hopefully Sony will make a higher quality product long run.
That's true.
But I was going to say, probably more game developers are going to be on board with working with somebody like Sony than with somebody now like Facebook. So I really hate that Oculus Rift sold out. I'm really glad I didn't put any money into the Kickstarter, because I'd be really pissed right now.
Yeah,
I'm still in piss because it's total bullcrap. But
and to be fair,
I think that with three different VRs out on the market, it's really going to push on the virtual reality and create a power struggle, and it's going to put a lot of develop money into that genre or whatever.
Yeah. I that's always a good thing. More competition means always something good for the consumer. Good options, more options to pick from. The Oculus Rift. Sad day. Anyway, Josh, you ready for your quickie?
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay. Hey, I actually prepared this, unlike my list, so that's cool.
Nice.
All right, so anyways, for my quickie. Xbox One sales have doubled in the UK since the release of Titanfall. Watch Dogs campaign will take roughly 35 to 40 hours to play through. Mark Witten, former vice president, will be leaving Microsoft. There are rumors that Microsoft may be developing a new VR headset. Now, this was old news because now we know they have officially announced Morpheus as their VR, and it apparently has been in the works for some time. Assassin's Creed Unity will take place in Paris, France. Battlefield's 4 new DLC, Naval Strike, will release March 25th for premium users and April 5th for everyone else, and it will feature the new Carrier Assault Mode. And Far Cry 4 will be released in the first half of 2015 and will be set in the Himalayas. And that's my quickie.
Awesome. Quick recap on the LCS from week 9. I'm going to do something a little different here. I'm actually going to try to speak more about what was going on during the games. TSM went against Team Dignitas this week. They, when facing off like against the top team in the NALCS, the idea of just standing on, you know, Summoner's Rift and swinging often leads to bruised egos and losses. Team Dignitas decided to try and innovate as they stared down the team solo mid barrel in their second game of the week. Quinn came in for Cutie Pie, or I'm sorry, I'm a Cutie Pie, and Crumbs came in, actually, he brought in Kale into the jungle this time. Unfortunately, TSM's team fights, they're just too strong. They're still able to connect with a quick knockout, and TSM was actually able to beat Dignitas in 23 minutes while netting 22 kills and only giving up one death. So that was almost a slaughter. But you got to give Team Dignitas props for going them head on and giving it their best.
So that's why Skara became coach, huh?
Yeah. Dude, oh, man. So overachievers of the week. Actually, you guys, I've always asked you this. Who do you think was the MVP? Who do you think it was this time?
I'm done guessing because I've gotten
wild
it all
turtle,
the way.
It was not
Wild Turtle this week. Actually, it was still a TSM member, and it was Bjergsen. After a forced hiatus from the LCS, he had to solve some like visa issues in Europe. Bjergsen came back with like a vengeance in this week. He posted 8-2-1 KDA on Zed against XDG, and even more impressive 12-0-8 KDA against Dignitas while he was playing Lulu. The variety of champions. Yeah.
Hey, before you go any further, Josh, pronounce his name again.
Oh my god. Shut up, dude.
Okay, go ahead. Never mind.
The big disappointments of the week. The game highlights it was how a team can dominate and be dominated in various parts of League of Legends. Team Coast actually managed to get a pair of nasty counters in the form of Ryze against Renekton and Ziggs against Kassadin. Ziggs should have been able to harass Kassadin and slow down, you know, his eventual power spike, while Ryze should be able to take the edge off of Renekton's bullying tendencies and scale up his hyper carry form quickly. Coast advantage came out from their picks and bans, which was quickly squandered with an awkward 2v1 lane swap, during which Coast failed to break the deep freeze that Balls was able to get through the early minutes of the contest. And what was the result? Well, Zion Spartan's Ryze had a tremendous level and CS advantage that Cloud9 exploited to a great effect in the form of dives and zoning. The rest of Coast could not hold off Cloud9 enough to allow Zion Spartan to catch up, and the overwhelming pressure was just too much, and it gave them the North American number two the win. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. I am really feeling the alcohol right now, so this is going to be a weird outro. But thanks for joining us. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and follow us on Twitch. And really hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you guys liked our new, very, very tame rage segment, which my fellow co-host could barely muster. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But not seriously, Josh and Ian, thanks for joining me. And I hope you guys have a great day, and stay tuned for Hippo Juice.